Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, supply-demand report, the WASDE report for March. Really no surprises in it, just kind of a ho-hum report, but we're starting to see the grains pick up here once we got past that report.
Yeah, you know, I think that's it, Randy. I think what we're really looking at is a market that has been under a lot of pressure here since the middle of December, and it feels like we've got the bearish news fully dialed into the market. And, you know, when you get a report, the March report, you know, I think the belief was maybe we would even take the Brazil soybean and corn crop down more than they did. They just barely took the bean crop down, left the corn unchanged. I think there's some real discrepancies on that one, so we'll see. But it did take the world-ending stocks down on corn, beans, and wheat, so at least it said the signal that the world-ending stocks are not getting bigger. And, you know, I think the focus now is going to switch here. We're probably about 60% harvested on beans in Brazil, and corn crop going in the ground pretty fast there, about the same percentage, 70% done. And I think the focus is now going to start to switch to North America, where so far this winter, our records show that this is the warmest one on record. So I think it's getting to be a little bit of a concern. See if we can add some risk premium back to this market in case this weather pattern continues to be an issue. And, you know, we have a long ways to go yet in the Safrinha corn crop. Their pollination is the end of March into April. So a lot of unknowns going forward yet, Randy.
You mentioned the U.S. crop too, but and also we're going into this year with moisture limitations from as dry as it was last fall.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at it, I think the epicenter is probably in the northeast corner of Iowa, and then it feathers all the way, you know, diagonally, you know, into the Dakotas and up into the east. So it's a huge area, you know, and we'll see. You know, it's just, it feels very much like it's in either an 87, 88 when we just really didn't get the moisture. So that can change very quickly here, but I think it's starting to get that time where the funds still sit in this huge short position. Chart patterns continue to improve, and we're reacting now positive to news that's basically neutral or negative.
How about livestock? What happened over there?
Well, you know, the livestock market, I think it's all about the demand side of the market. Packers losing some money, trying to push this beef uphill, and the consumer kind of seems like he's just kind of ran into resistance around $300 on the choice. So technicals, you know, we got big premiums in those deferred months, and are we going to be able to earn all those? Was the top a year ago in April on the cattle, and we're just re-challenging those again. That's the question mark. And supplies are going to be tight all the way forward here now, but really I think it's about the demand side of the market more than anything else. And hog market, you know, it's had that big positive reaction, starting to just kind of sputter here up around $100 on the hogs. But 100 to 110 is kind of some targets that some of the guys have, hedger, so we'll see.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, you know, I think the other big thing that's going on in the big picture of the commodity market is the dollar continues to be under pressure since the first of the year. And, of course, that's positive raw commodities. You know, you see the gold market moving up, Bitcoin's moving up as the debt level continues to go up.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.